Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time, $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. So much going on in the world today, but we needed to talk about something important. It goes down next Friday, April 28th. Right now, joining us on the line, we have a two-time world heavyweight champion. You know the name, George Foreman. George, how you doing?
Life is great. Really good.
It's good to see you here. You got a big project, and there's so much I want to talk to you about, but you have a film inspired by your life that drops next week, Big George Foreman. What's the film about? Why now to do a film? What's the deal?
Well, this is the right time. It's taken me over 4 years to get it from script and then back on the screen. They made pages come to life, and then the pages became art to me. I love the movie. Chris Davis, who played George Foreman, did an excellent job. I just don't understand. It's hard to believe what he's done. He moved in every area of my life. I love the idea that a movie is made about my life, and anyone watching it can see how to get up, keep getting up, knock down, getting up again, finding strength, hope, and then the last, faith in God.
When you think about your career and everything that you've accomplished, and we'll see this theme in the film, faith is a big part of it. Why you decided to come back and win the championship, or at least even attempted in 94. What drove you to that decision? How did faith play a factor in that?
Oh, you leave out of boxing. I had this calling in my life where I was literally dead and alive again in a boxing dressing room. For 10 years, I didn't even make a fist. I became an evangelist, preaching on street corners and all over the world. And the last thing was on my mind was wealth, but I literally had run out of money. I had to go back into boxing. After 10 years not making a fist at all, I had to do it again. I said I'm going to be heavyweight champ of the world. I had a youth center that I kept alive. I wanted to keep it going, and boxing was my vehicle to do it.
George Foreman is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. The film, Big George Foreman, available everywhere next Friday, April 28th. You've been able to transcend not just boxing, not just ministry, but you've also gotten involved in business. We all know about the George Foreman Grill. What inspired all of that? Why did you move on into business after you hung up the gloves?
I learned the lesson that it doesn't matter how much you have. You know, you've heard that expression, you're going to have so much money, you'll be set for life. That does not exist. The best thing that can happen to any human being is to learn how to earn and keep earning. Never stop earning. And that was my motto, keep earning. And of course, I had a lot of success, but then I shot some bullets that didn't hit the target as well. But I'm happy to say I learned how to earn.
Well, George Foreman is joining us here, CBS Sports Radio. With all of your accomplishments, and with all accomplishments, we know comes failure. You winning the heavyweight championship, now having this film released and your business endeavors. At this stage of life, what else is there that you want to go out and accomplish?
Well, I put both feet on the floor every morning and think, man, you got to do something with your life. I always think there's another hill to climb. I have not made it yet. I'm interested, trying to do things. I got business ideas going. I still want to make it. I don't feel like a success yet. No way.
George Foreman is here. That's surprising to hear that you don't feel like you're a success. Why is that the case?
Because it's all about tomorrow. You turn a book one page after the other. You never go back and reread those pages that you've already turned time on and life on. You move on. I got to turn another page. I got to do better.
For everyone who tunes in and checks out Big George Foreman next week in theaters, what do you want them to walk out of the theater with an understanding of?
Going to that George Foreman movie is not about a boxing movie, nor about me. It's about every little boy that's born. Doesn't matter if you're just coming into the country, just got across the border, there's a lot of hope for you if you get people to believe in you. And I think watching you, we all will see, I can do that. And even better than George Foreman. That's what I want them to take away.
And there's certainly an opportunity for all of us to wake up and do better and be better every single day. When you think about the status and the state of the heavyweight division right now, there's obviously just so much turnover. What are your thoughts on some of the names and how we can get it back to just say a global prominence, like when you were fighting and winning in the 70s and then coming back in the 90s? What are your thoughts there?
Boy, I enjoyed Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder, Anthony Joshua. I enjoy those big giants. They fight. They could have existed in any era of boxing. Canelo Alvarez, and down in the lighter weights, he reminded me when he started as a George Foreman because he wanted to knock everyone out. I still like boxing. There's a lot of competition from a lot of other sports, but boxing is still the granddaddy of them all.
Well, we got a big one tomorrow. George Foreman is joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We have Gervonta Davis taking on Ryan Garcia. This is a fight that a lot of folks want to see. They're not the super heavyweights. What are your thoughts on what this fight will look like tomorrow night in Vegas?
What's good about it, there's one way and the other. The one guy is coming to get you, and the other guy's got to box his way out of it. I think it's an excellent matchup. Good matchmaking this time. I don't have a favorite. I just want to be able to watch it, see it.
I think they're going to be out there going and throwing hands. George Foreman joining us here at CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Tell everybody one more time about the film and why they should go ahead and check it out.
Chris Davis, who played a George Foreman character in the movie, puts out a great acting. I mean, he was the thin George Foreman became the big George Foreman. What an actor. Forrest Whitaker played the first person who ever believed in me, Doc Brodus. The movie is about to get out there and be entertained, but at the same time, take some encouragement. It can be you tomorrow.
Big George Foreman drops next Friday, April 28th. Champ, I appreciate you taking the time to join us. I got one question for you. When you're not inspiring others, when you're not moving businesses, when you're not hanging with your family, what interests George Foreman?
Well, I got a lot of interest. I left boxing the first time, and for 10 years, I learned to enjoy food. And I love to eat. And I got a wife who loves to cook. I love to cook myself, but she outdoes me. She can do better than me, my wife. And so I love cooking, talking to kids, and having fun with my grandkids.
I love it. Thank you so much, Champ, for joining us. You're checking out the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Go see Big George Foreman in theaters next Friday, April 28th.
Honestly, the economy got a little scary in 2022, and that could continue in 2023. It's okay to admit when money gets stressful, but what if you had an objective, relatable expert to help navigate the financial world? That's where NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast comes in. Smart Money hosts Sean Piles and Sarah Rathner talk with experts from NerdWallet's team of 100 money nerds to help you make smart financial decisions without the stress. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today.
At Blinds.com, going green means keeping green in your pocket, too. Save 40% on selected products at our Earth Day sale. Easily upgrade your windows with new, fully customized shades, shutters, and more at Blinds.com. We even have eco-friendly cellular shades that could save you money on your energy bill. Don't spend your whole day waiting at home for a design consultation just to get a quote. At Blinds.com, you can always count on upfront pricing right on the website, and we can ship samples directly to you, fast and free. Our design consultants are standing by to help guide you on your schedule. Need installation services? We've got you covered there too. Plus, you can rest easy with our Blinds.com 100% satisfaction guarantee. Join Blinds.com's over 2.5 million happy customers. With over 25 million windows covered, shop Blinds.com's Earth Day sale now and save 40% on selected products, plus doorbusters. 40% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get some damn sleep. Go get Acerta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Acerta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold out nonsense. Get some rest. Get Acerta.